We just thank you tonight for your word. We're so grateful to you. Thank you, Lord. We're supernatural beings. Hallelujah. Of a supernatural God who is love. And we thank you that today, as we come hungry, you will make your word beat in our hearts. Lord, that our desire is that we and your word be one, just like you are one. And we thank you, Lord, that we can believe for that because we are one with you in spirit. And so we thank you, Father. It's the desire of our heart that your word flood our mind, our soul, and that we let your word do the work in our lives. We thank you for the anointing. We thank you, Lord, that it is working in our hearts, in our souls, in our bodies, to the glory of God. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, I want to start tonight. We'll go through some scriptures. And you have the Amplified there as well. Sometimes I'd like to go through other scriptures, but if I did that, you'd have to come and be with me 2 hours. So I know one hour is enough. But I want to draw our attention to 1 Thessalonians 5:23. We've been, I've been led of the Spirit of God to bring our awareness to spiritual health and how spiritual health is the key to all health. Spiritual health is the key to emotional health, to mental health. Let me tell you, to marriage health, to relationships health, and to physical health. And why am I so sure of that? Because every good thing comes from the Lord, and the Lord alone. And as long as we think that we can do things on our own, we will fail. But if we will depend on the Lord in every area and feed from him, then every area in our lives will be in health. So 1 Thessalonians 5:23, that's a scripture that is known by us. It's a wonderful scripture when you understand what it says. We're going to go ahead and start with verse 15. That chapter is so wonderful. And every scripture is important. Every scripture is important. Every verse is important. So we read in verse 15, "See that none of you repays another with evil for evil." That's very good. "But always aim to show kindness and seek to the good to one another and to everybody." That's good. Now verse 16 says, King James, it says, "Rejoice evermore." Rejoice evermore. "Oh, that we might be doers of the word." That's what we are, aren't we? Let's say it together. I'm a doer. I'm a doer. I'm a doer of the word of God. Amen. I don't choose which scripture I'm going to do. I'm going to do these, but these I'm going to just put here on the shelf. Well, it's truth that we progress as doers. You know, but when we receive truth and we receive revelation and understanding, then we are, how would I say, we're doers. You know, to tell you the truth, you only believe the word you do. It's easy to say, oh, I believe. But if we believe, we're going to be doers. Amen? Well, praise the Lord. So it's the Amplified says, be happy in your faith and rejoice and be glad-hearted continually. Now, I'm going to go to the New King James or King James. I will use the Amplified later on. Rejoice evermore. Pray without ceasing or the... And then, if you have your Bibles, just read along. In everything, give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. Quench not the Spirit, or do not quench the Spirit. We could just go an hour in each verse. Despise not prophesying, or do not despise prophecies. Prove all things, hold fast that which is good, abstain from all appearance of evil, and notice here verse 23, that's where I was going, and the very God of peace sanctify you wholly, that means completely. And I pray God, your whole spirit and soul and body be preserved blameless unto the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. So notice here, it's one more scripture that talks about spirit, soul, and body. And we've been proving from the Word of God that we are a spirit. We're created in the image of God, and He's a spirit. So we are spirits, and we have a soul. That's what makes us different from one another. You know, our souls, and of course our physical bodies, you know. I'm short, I've always been short. And there's some members of my family, both earthly family and God's family, that are tall, right? I can't change that. After I was born again, my physical DNA didn't change. But thank God, my spiritual one did. Amen. And then my soul gets refreshed and renewed daily. Amen. I'm not the same that I used to be, because my mind is continually being renewed. And that's what's happening to you too. The most important thing for a Christian to do after we're born again is to diligently give ourselves to the renewing of our mind. Amen? Now, salvation, the new birth, is once and for all. But some people grow up spiritually more than others. And it has to do with our own personal application to give ourselves to the Word of God, to change our mentality, and to affect the way that we do life, the way that we act, the way that we react. Amen? The way that we think, the way that we talk, the way that we treat difficulties and treat one another. Amen? And so that is where the Bible says to work out your own salvation with fear and trembling. Meaning, you know, we have the fear of the Lord, And we apply ourselves to growing up spiritually. Praise God. Well, having said these, I would like you to go today to, well, we finished last week, Joshua 1:8. We'll go there, but then go to Matthew 6. We'll read Joshua 1:8, and then we'll go to Matthew 6. I wanted today actually apply, and we will look to different scriptures, and we will do the meditation of those scriptures, and let them sink deep in our minds and our souls, and submit to them. You see, we talked about last week how that the Word of God is spirit food. Just like we give our bodies food to have energy, to have strength, right? We don't live to eat, we eat to live, right? So there is physical food, there's mental, intellectual, emotional food as well, because that's part of who we are. You know, somebody said, we can divide spirit, soul, and body for the sake of study. But actually, in reality, they can't be divided. The spirit, soul, and body are one. And so our spiritual decisions will affect our soul and will affect our body. Because we're one. And so in Joshua 1:8, we read the importance of meditation last week. Do you have that one for us, sweetheart? Yeah, thank you. So it says, this book of the law shall not depart out of your mouth, but you will meditate therein day and night, that you may observe to do according to all that is written therein, for then you will make your way prosperous, and then you will have good success. You see, we think that it is God. It's all in God's hands. You know, there's and you understand what I'm saying. Where I'm going is that some people are leaving it all to God. But you read a scripture like that, and the one who observes to do the word makes his or her own way prosperous and opens themselves to have good success. Now, good success for somebody may mean a different thing than for another. But I like what the Amplified says about these. If you would give it to us, some of you may have the Amplified with you. It says, for then you will make your way prosperous, and then you will deal wisely and have good success. Isn't that good? We all want to deal wisely and have good success. You know, we cannot do it alone. We need the help of the Lord. He will, you know, in the book of James, it says, he who lacks wisdom, let him come to God. And there's all kinds of people lacking wisdom, and even in the body of Christ, but they don't go to God. So then when you make a bad decision, don't think God let go of you. You know what I mean? And well, I did go to the Lord and ask him one time. Well, but you know what? It needs to be on a daily basis. I don't know about you, but I need him every day. I need him every hour. I need him every second. millisecond. You know, so isn't that good? The Lord wants you to have wisdom. He wants you to deal wisely. You know, we have to humble ourselves and recognize, you know, when we were raising our children, the children, you know, were little, I needed the Lord to help me. You know, so I would go to the Lord about, you know, and as they grew at different stages, you know, if you think it's a challenge when they're little, you know, because you're not the only influence in their lives. But, you know, for different stages, and then in marriage, and your jobs, there's nothing like the Word of God to get answers. Amen? Prayer is important. Did you? Anyway, I'm not going to get ahead of myself. So let's go to Matthew 6 now. Matthew 6, verse 31. And we're going to look at the words of the Lord Jesus. Last week, if you recall, we looked at Proverbs 4, where we were told to attend to his word, to incline our ears to his sayings, to not let them depart from our eyes, keep them in the midst of our heart, because they are life to those that find them, and remember what it said, and medicine to all their flesh. You have to believe that. We get to. It's true. God's not a liar. His word is medicine to your flesh. It's medicine to your emotions. It's medicine to every part of you. It's health to you. It will be health, and we'll see in our scripture later, even says to your navel. Glory to God. Hallelujah. You know, that's where the baby's attached to the mother, right? Glory to God. Hallelujah. That's the very, I mean, it goes back to our stem cells. The Lord knows how to bring life and produce health. It's a miraculous thing. We're supernatural. You know, God is restoring the supernatural church. The church has been too naturally minded. Too natural, just like mere men. And thank God for education. Thank God for scientific development. But there's no one like our God. And he's the source of all life and all wisdom. Amen, and all health. So so praise God. Let's go to Matthew 6, verse 31. Are we there? 6:31. And we're going to look first at the New King James or King James, and then we will look at the Amplified if we have time. So this is Jesus. Again, we're talking about being a doer of the word. And we've been studying, or I'll tell you this, I've been studying, even scientifically proven, and of course it should be, because the Word of God wouldn't say it if it weren't true to begin with. You see, God is love. God equals love. Love equals God. I'm not talking about human love. I'm talking about perfect love. God loves you with perfect love. If there's something that I believe he wants you to know, it's how much he loves you. How he loves you. How his love is perfect toward you. A lot of people live and die, and they've never really known perfect love. I'm talking even about Christians. God real quiet all of a sudden. God is love. He loves you so much. He loves us so much. He made us so intricately and perfectly. I don't know how any person that goes to medical school can really declare that there's no God when they study the human body and how complicated, you know, in the good sense that it is, and how put together with such wisdom. I don't know how they can think that we evolved from monkeys. Except that the God of this world has blinded their eyes, like the Bible says, so that they won't believe, you know. But God made us in such a way, and He made us, to tell you, He made us, as we read, to rejoice evermore. He made us to, in everything, give thanks. He made us so that our thoughts would be His thoughts, His kinds of thoughts. He made us so that we would not give our thoughts to worry, to anxiety, to fear, to evil things. The God who is love made us for good and not for evil. So here in Matthew 6, we see what Jesus is saying. Therefore, you know, and of course you know why right before it. Verse 25, we can go back to verse 25. It says, therefore, I say unto you, take no thought for your life. Or it says, that, and like the King James, do not worry about your life. What does the Amplify say? I know it, but I want you all to read it. Stop being perpetually uneasy, anxious, and worried about your life. So, let's practice Joshua 1:8. Meditate on these. The Lord says, stop. So you may say, but you don't know my life. Oh, but you know what? We're all here on planet Earth. And we have a choice. Follow the Lord's instructions or just do it our own way. If we follow His instructions, the Bible says, we'll make our own way prosperous and we'll have good success. This is a choice. You choose to do it His way. We choose to yield, or you choose to just let whatever thought come to your mind. Stop being anxious. Let's go back to the New King James. Would you mind? And we'll be back and forth. And so Jesus is talking to them, and He's telling them, do not worry. Don't be anxious about your life. Honestly, why would we be tempted to be anxious? It has to do with our lives or the lives of a loved one, which involves us too because we care for them. Right? So we can choose to give some time to worry and to be anxious. And when we do that, we depart from God's design. You see? And you put your bodies through that for decades. And you're going to cause tissue damage and brain damage. The Lord wants us to be protected. You see, there's a long time, I don't know when, long time ago, Joyce Meyer wrote the book, how was it called? The Battlefield of the Mind. And she was talking about things like these. It's a really good book. Amen? It's we do not have to just let worry thoughts dominate. Well, but I've got to think about it. I got to solve these. I mean, I got to give it some thought. Well, give some thought, but let the Lord be the one that illuminates your thinking on how to think, how to find the path that will bring you to a solution. You know, to have negative thoughts bombard you and to try to solve things or accusatory thoughts about somebody or even about yourself. I should have done this, I should have done that. If I hadn't done this, if I had, this would not have happened. Those types of thoughts are not going to help you. They're in the realm of anxiety. I know that I'm talking really simply, but I know that that is where the rubber meets the road for people. And this has to do with physical health and the result of physical health. The moment that you take the Word of God and you habitually, like we read in the Amplified Version, habitually give yourself to thinking the Word, you are bringing health to your own mind, emotions, and to your own physical body. We're talking the power that's in the Word of God. I'm not just telling you positive thinking. I'm saying what is more positive than the Word of God? And it's the power of God that is supernatural, that is in His Word, that according to Proverbs 4, is health to all your flesh. Hallelujah. So let's go ahead, continue here in verse 31. Jesus again says, when He talks about, why do you worry about, you know, today would be how you're going to pay bills. You know, and you know how you're gonna do, you gotta pay for your insurance bill and for your utilities bills and your the school for your children and the, you know, et cetera. And so verse 31 says, therefore, do not worry, saying, what shall we eat, or what shall we drink, or what shall we wear? You know, today our lives are more sophisticated. There's a lot more, compartments for people to be in stress about. Life was more simple back then, but people were still worrying because Jesus has to tell them not to do it. Amen. So how wonderful. Think about these. You know, imagine, use your imagination, seeing Jesus. You know, I remember, and those of us that had the privilege to go together to Israel, remember how that we were right on the very side where Jesus preached the Sermon on the Mount? And so I think about that. I think about Jesus being in that area. And it was really amazing because it was almost as an amphitheater, even though it was in a mountain. In other words, His voice carried, and people could hear the multitudes, you know. Hear Jesus saying this to you. Take no thought saying, says then the King James. The New King James says, do not worry saying. And what does the Amplified say? A little more in today's words. do not worry and be anxious, saying. So notice a key here to think about is the saying. You see, what you think is going to come out of your mouth sooner or later. You know, years ago, I don't know if you grew up like I did, but you heard things like, you know, you can think about anything, nobody knows what you're thinking about. What you think about is private. But you know, that's not true. Because what you think about is going to come out of your mouth. Maybe not to everybody, but to somebody at some point. So what you think on your own is very important. It's important to your health. It's vital to your health. Because, you know, what you process internally, I can even say that way. You know, our thinking is what you're processing internally. It's important. You know, you can hide it from others for a while. You might even hide it from some people all the time. But you cannot hide it from your own person. It's going to show up somehow at some point. Am I making sense? Yes. I'm not saying these to find fault on one another. We all live these. We've been in these. But it's to help us see the importance. The Lord wants to help us. You can go down the road and you're driving, and what is it that you're thinking on? What is your internal conversation? Because it is going to show up at some point. And the Lord cares so much for us, loves us so much, that's why he said to us, verse 31, take no thought, saying, or do not worry and be anxious, saying. You know, we learned these many years ago, but you know, you get more understanding as you go. But years ago, as we learn in this scripture, you know, Pastor and I, it just does not occur to us anymore to say certain things. And already for many years, we don't speak our doubts. We don't speak our fears. We don't speak worries. Amen? Because you see, Jesus said, don't be saying, right? Did you still have that scripture there? Yeah. Therefore, do not worry and be anxious, saying, what are we going to do? How are we going to handle this? What's going to happen now? You know, Brother Hagin's wife, I remember hearing him say that his wife one time, I guess she had a child in her arms and the other one had the other, and they were opening up the door to go inside of the house. And she said to him, you know, I don't think you would even worry if me and the kids would drop dead right now. I don't know if she was saying, I don't think she was saying it in a positive way. That was, you know, they were learning. But he had gotten a hold of it already. She came along, you know. And he said, well, that's too late to worry. You're right, I wouldn't. And, you know, I remember the first time that I heard it, I had to put it on the shelf and process it and think it. But he had gotten a hold of do not worry. And he had practiced it. You see, what you practice, you get better at. What you practice at the beginning is a little harder. At the beginning, it demands that you really be conscious of what you're doing. But when it becomes part of you, that's just what comes out. Because what you have inside will come out. Amen. That's why it's so important that we do not let unforgiveness and bitterness and offense. You see, that's why the Bible says it's not flesh or blood. Don't look at flesh or blood doing that to you. There's an assignment of the enemy behind all of that. And you have to protect your soul, and by doing so, you're protecting yourself from disease and sickness. By not allowing offense and resentment, you see, we never want to allow bitterness to then become rooted, right? Amen. The Bible tells us, forgive one another. You know, let not the sun set on your anger. Amen. Let's not go to bed angry. Some people don't think that's possible, but it is the Christian way. It is the God way. Amen. Glory to God. How wonderful the Lord to tell us these. And so it continues saying, don't worry about these things, what you're going to eat, what you're going to have to drink, what you're going to have to wear. You know, Pastor and I made that decision back in 1977 when we got married. I remember how that we practiced it. I remember this one time. You know, we made a decision between the two of us. We would never let a human being know of our needs. We'd go to the Lord. And so we did that. We practiced that. We were going to school, both of us, full time. And, and I remember that there were several months at the beginning of our marriage that the month was longer than the paycheck, you know? But every single time we would go to the Lord, we refused to worry. Right? We refused to worry. We'd go to the Lord. We would base it on the Word of God. We would thank Him that He had heard us. Amen? And we were enjoying it. Right? Pardon me? You were, and so was I. Praise the Lord. We were learning so much. And the Lord was faithful. And we did not go. We didn't miss a meal, even though there were times we did not have any food left. We were about to miss a meal, and somebody would knock at the door. Unless we chose to fast, we did not have to lose a meal. But we did not have any more groceries left. One time he said, can of carrots, which I didn't buy, probably your mother gave us, because I didn't grow up with canned carrots. You go and buy a real carrot. Excuse me. But anyway, but the Lord was so faithful. Remember this one time, we didn't have any more gas in the tank. And so, as long as we were in town going, but then we were going to church to Dallas. We needed it. We just told the Lord about it. And somebody came. Actually, they brought us groceries, and then they filled our tank. We hadn't told a soul. that we had any need. And I have to tell you the truth, I have brought nice clothes from Spain. I looked good. It was not the appearance on the outside. We didn't tell a soul. We didn't go talking poor or talking need. But we refused to worry. And we looked to the Lord. And the Lord found people that listened to him. Praise God. We were very grateful. I mean, some people, they were not even close friends. They weren't. God's word works. We've seen it all of our lives. Praise the Lord. We practiced what we preach. We refused to worry and be anxious. We'd get together, we'd praise the Lord. He'd say, bring your guitar, remember? And we'd start praising the Lord and thanking him and just being happy. And the Lord didn't miss an opportunity to be faithful. Amen? And praise the Lord. You know, sometimes as you go on in life, then there's how would I say, maybe, you know, because at the time we did not have children. But praise God, our faith had grown on our dependency on the Lord by the time that we started having the kids. You know, praise God. Okay, let's finish these. So, verse 32, it says, for the Gentiles, you see, the heathen, in other words, those that are not of the household of God, wish for and crave and diligently seek all these things. And your heavenly Father knows well that you need them all. He knows our needs. So he's telling us, don't be like those that are not in the household of God. You're a child of God. Amen? It is, the Bible says that godliness is profitable. To be a child of God is profitable. Don't let the world, don't let the devil tell you that people that do things another way have it better. Because they don't. Amen? But you get to be a doer of the word. You can't be having one foot in the world and one in the church just because your family goes to church on Sundays whenever they feel like it. Anyway, been around the block for a few years. God's word works. He's faithful. Amen. So verse 33 then it says, but seek, I like the King James too, we'll seek you first the kingdom of God. The Amplified says, seek, pardon me, seek, aim at and strive after, first of all, his kingdom and his righteousness, his way of doing and being right. And then all these things, say all these things. All these things. All these things. The King James says, they will be added unto you. What things? The things that you need. The things of life. All these things. You know, when you're young, don't worry about the things that the people out in the street that don't follow the Bible worry about. When you're middle-aged or a little older, don't worry about what society worries about. We have a Father. He loves us. And he cares for us. We walk with him. He walks with us. He's real. My husband's very real, And he really loves me. And he really has been a protector and a defender and my best cheerleader. But God's more real. Glory to God. Well, we both knew how real he was before we got married. So that's what I really recommend for the people that are not married. Glory to God. So seek that. Amen? Seek first. And then it says, do not worry or be anxious. How many times that he said that to them in that same passage? Amen? At least three times. So do not worry or be anxious about tomorrow. For tomorrow will have worries and anxieties of its own. So tomorrow you're going to have to say no to worries and anxieties again. See? So don't worry and don't be anxious. Don't worry, don't be anxious. 1 Peter 5:7. Let's go to 1 Peter 5:7. And I will have it both in the King James and in the Amplified. So just give us the Amplified because I can read the King James, if you would. This is, I'm giving you scriptures to meditate and live by. We want health. We want the Word of God to be medicine. This is medicine. It's medicine. Sickness and disease doesn't just come out of nothing. We're children of God. We're the redeemed. Jesus took our infirmities and bore our diseases. By his stripes we were healed. Amen. We know about redemption, and we'll continue to share those scriptures, share the Word of God. But I'm convinced that one of the major ways why disease comes to the people of God is because we've taken the Word of God as a goal to obtain someday, rather than taking it, believing it, accepting it, surrender to it, and say, okay, Lord, I don't know how to do this. I mean, sometimes that's just the simplest way. I don't know how to do this, but you tell me to do it. So I'm asking your help, Holy Spirit, because I want to be a doer. I want to be obedient to your word. I want to do it. I will not do things your way. Amen? Did you know it's been proven that people that pray, people that on a daily basis commune with the Lord, you know, many times what it takes is that scriptures like these and saying, Lord, search my heart. Show me how I can better obey you in these. Follow your ways. Do things your way. I want to live your way, Lord. I don't want to live my own way. I don't want to make my own path. I want to follow your path. Because your path is life. And it's peace. You know, I'll tell you the truth, every day we should go to the Lord about some of these things. And the Lord will help us. I know that this is so simple. I don't know that I have ever taught this simple before, like I've been doing lately. But it's where the rubber meets the road. Christianity is to affect our daily lives. The way we think, the way we process, situations, in our souls. Amen. We should not allow emotions that will hurt us. We're all emotional people. You know, and we'll read scripture about it, so I don't want to get ahead of it. 1 Peter 5:7. Did I tell you it was 5:7? First Peter 5:7 in the Amplified. Casting, and the King James says, casting all your care upon him, for he careth for you. So simple. Look at what it says. Casting the whole of your care, all your anxieties, all your worries, all your concerns. The Amplified says, once and for all. Do it once and for all. I mean, one day you come before the, you know, there was one day you received him as your Savior. I know that here, if you've come for any period of time, you have received him as your healer. You see, the norm of the world is sickness and disease, and sometimes you're gonna have it. Show me Bible and verse. Is there a scripture that says that? If you can find it, show it to me. We have accepted the norm because we have accepted the way of thinking and the way of acting like the world instead of doing these. Did you know, many years ago, when I'm looking at the time, years ago, I read this book by this doctor. She was a surgeon, woman, Dr. Day. She was healed of cancer and learned a lot from the Word of God. And in this book that I read by her, she said, we do not inherit diseases from our parents. We inherit the way that our parents do life. The way that they worry or not worry, the way that they handle pressure and difficulties of life. You see, the way that they think, the way that they process stress. That was really interesting to me. When a medical doctor, and she was, I don't know if she's alive, today or not, she was already of some age years ago when I read that. So let's go to the Word of God and see what it says. Casting the whole of your care. And you understand, I'm not putting us down. I'm not putting anyone down. We've all done this. I mean, what I mean, we've done the opposite of what the Bible says to do, but we have learned. Amen. And every day we're learning, you see, to cast down imaginations, to take every thought captive to the obedience of Christ, to not let our emotions and you see, rule us, to not let the dictates of our flesh tell us what we need to do, to put our flesh under. Amen? To do like the Apostle Paul said, that he died daily. Died daily to what? To his flesh. Amen. We don't do that overnight, but we learn from the time that we're born again that is what the Word of God says. And we implement more and more. And the more that we go to the Lord and we ask him to help us, the more that he will help us, you know, to live that way. So it says, casting all your care, casting the whole of your care, all your anxieties, all your worries, all your concerns, once and for all, on him. For he cares for you affectionately and cares about you watchfully. Did anyone else grow up hearing people in the church say and pray, Lord, if you'll take care of such and such, the rest, I can take care of it myself. Did anybody hear that? I some of you didn't so good, but I did. People would say, oh, I'm not going to, I heard these. Now, my parents didn't say that, but I heard other Christians say that. And then some Christians would say, well, you know, I'm not going to bother the Lord about that because he has to answer prayers of so many people. And that's too, you know, it too trivial to bother the Lord about. You know, that sounds really, really spiritual, but it's not Bible. He says to cast the whole of your care because he cares for you. Do you know he cares for you? Do you know how he cares for you? He cares. Have you ever done that? Tell yourself, he cares for me. He cares. He cares for you. He wants you to have the best. He wants you to have the best. You are not to let anybody treat you wrong. If you grew up thinking that somebody could overpower you, then let the Lord Jesus heal you of that. Because nobody has the right to not treat you right. Because God cares for you. If God cares for you, you should care for, you know, you should have respect for yourself and not let anybody disrespect you. Meditate about that. God cares for you. I'm not saying be proudful, but I'm saying know yourself the way that he knows you. He cares for you. You deserve God's best. You didn't earn it. But he thinks of you that much. So his best, he has it assigned for you, for each of you. God's best and nothing than his best. Oh, glory to God. God cares for you. He cares for you. Well, we have to so he cares about you watchfully. So what are we going to do? We're going to cast the cares. Do we get cares? You know what? They just come. But don't let them pile. Don't let them pile up. If you have a bunch of cares that came and piled up, it's because you were, I don't know, you chose to be too busy to go to the Lord. You know, you can go to the Lord as you're doing something else. The moment that a care comes, cast it on the Lord. Amen. You know, there's a lot of responsibilities that come on us. You know, that's another word for care sometimes. I'm not saying every responsibility is a care. That's not what I'm saying. But sometimes we can call it responsibilities. And so we're going to go and take care of it ourselves. You know? And then the going gets heavy. Hello? You know? The life then gets heavy. And the Lord doesn't want our lives to get heavy. He, you know, people say, well, the Lord will not give you any more that what you can handle, give me Bible and verse. He doesn't put burdens on you. Jesus told the disciples, my burden is what? Light. My yoke is what? Easy. We get religious sayings, things that we have heard. Lord's not going to give me more than we can handle. When, to tell you the truth, that was your calling, something God gave you. That was the devil coming and handing you something that you took. Because the Lord didn't put pressures and anxieties and burdens. His yoke is easy and his burden is light. Jesus said, come learn of me. Come learn of me. And then he said, my yoke is easy. My burden is light. So we're learning of him. Amen. I have to finish. We're learning. We're learning to be doers of the word. Amen. To help ourselves to walk in his ways. Amen. Glory to God. I could tell you other things, but we'll leave it for next week and other times. So this is so simple. There are many other scriptures just like these ones for us to live by. We live these. There's not a reason why we should find ourselves, and you know, and I know that many people have found themselves there, but praise God, we can repent, and the blood of Jesus washes us. But there should not be a reason why we should be angry and, you know, and feel like we have been pushed to the limit. You know, and I'm saying this because we if not, you know, in one area, maybe in another, we have all lived it, but we have had to realize we did not go to the Lord about this. We let it piled up. We let it hurt us, and it affected us, and it affected others around us. We are be doers. Amen. Doors of the Word of God. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Well, thank you. Thank you again for coming. Father, we just thank you. The ministry of your Holy Spirit ministers to every person here. Healing, guiding, showing a way out of any trouble. That the troublemaker, the devil, would want to cause in our lives. We thank you that we can go to you, and you will lead us, you'll guide us, you'll direct us, you'll give us the way out. Thank you, Lord, that we can be doers of your word and therefore be blessed in all that we do. We thank you, Father, for it. Thank you so much for your help, for your input in our lives, for the transforming effect of your word and of your anointing, the Holy Spirit. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. We can do nothing without you, but we're thankful, Lord, we're not without you. We're with you, because you're with us. And you're for us and not against us. And your Holy Spirit is in us, showing us all the truth. So thank you, Father God. Thank you. We give you glory. In Jesus' holy name. Amen.